Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Beverly Imanibal is here. Beverly is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of TLC. That stands for Talk, Listen, to Communicate. She is a speech language pathologist, and she specializes in helping you and me put our best foot forward with our communication. And she's a great author of a book on the topic, and our good friend Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you. Glad you're here. So meetings is something that small business owners are challenged with. Meetings are, when we're small, we feel like we're having a meeting all day long because you're just right over there. I'm telling you everything I need to tell you. You're telling me everything I need to know. Why do I need to have a meeting?
And yes, and as we use that advantage of just, hey, I meant to tell you this, understand that person may not be in a listening mode. They might be in the middle of something. So even when you're small, have those meetings. Very important. And there's some big do's and don'ts and some measuring sticks, too, for both the participant and the person who's leading the meeting.
Well, let's talk about some of those because that's really important. Well, first let's talk about why we need to have them, because it doesn't do us any good to talk about how to conduct them if we don't have them. We don't start them. So help us with that.
Well, the reason to have a meeting is that people come prepared and they're all focused, whether they are there in person or whether they're joining by phone or whether they're joining by computer. Everyone is focused on a topic, and you have a meeting when multiple minds will create more, solve more than a single mind or, you know, going to each person separately. So there's a huge advantage of the brain just expanding when other people are on the same topic that you're on.
Well, and it's important to set aside a time, a place, an attitude, a purpose where okay, we're doing a certain thing here in this right now. We're not selling to a customer. We're not answering the phone. We're not counting inventory. We're not loading a truck. We're talking about our business.
That's right. And so you want to make sure that you keep the meetings. So often they're planned, but if anything else comes up, the meeting gets dropped. Think about how that makes other people feel, whether that meeting is your employees or whether that meeting is other business owners that, you know, you're coming together to brainstorm things. What it says is you're not very important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, some organization helps with that. I'd like to start actually talking about participants. For people that actually come to a meeting. And many times business owners are participants in a meeting, okay? Not their own business, but hopefully they're out there interacting with the community at large. The three worst things that you can do in a meeting, number one is, this is number three, top three. So this is number three. I'm doing this like the radio station does, the top hits. Number three, coming late. Life happens, but when you are physically going to a meeting, allow for life happening and get there on time.
Right.
And if you do come in late, don't come in talking, saying you're late or traffic is
bad. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't believe what a morning we had. Just come in, sit down in the corner and be quiet.
That's right. That's right. The second big offense for a participant is to have a sidebar if you're there present, or to multitask if you're in your office.
Let's have one meeting here, folks.
Yeah, one meeting. You can Some people don't mute themselves when they're working, from home or from their office, and they're calling
right.
in, and you can hear the typewriter keys
right.
clicking and a whoosh when they send an email, and I'm like, okay, at least mute yourself. But then remember that when you're muted, by the time you reach over and unmute, the opportunity to contribute is gone because communication is very
right.
quick in a meeting.
Right.
And the number one thing that is the worst thing to do as a participant in a meeting is to come unprepared. How many times do people who are invited to meetings just show up? I mean, if they look to see, oh, this is about such and such, that's about all that they do. The meeting is dependent upon like minds or different thinking minds coming together and prepared to share their ideas or concerns at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So just showing up isn't good enough.
Well, and of course, somebody has to help them in advance. I guess that's what you're going to tell us about if you're running the meeting, how to help people
right.
accomplish those things, right?
Yeah. So let me help with that. Okay. It's really important if you are heading up a meeting to gather input before the meeting, don't create this agenda out of your head. It may not meet the needs of the participants. So send out an email. We're going to meet next Monday. I'd like your input on what you would like to discuss. And then
I'll be asking each one of you what you think about this.
Right. And then put out an agenda, and the agenda needs to state a purpose, because whether people come to a meeting, now if they're your employees, they're probably going to show up, but if you're holding a meeting, a think tank meeting, and you're inviting, specific people, then sometimes they need to know what the purpose of the meeting is, and that is what can get them to come. Like, we are discussing a certain topic, or
right.
our purpose is to narrow this down. That will get the right people at the table.
What about if you're there at 9 o'clock when we start, you're going to get a number only for the people who are there at 9 are going to get a number, and then at the end of the meeting, we're going to draw for a nice prize. But if you're not there at 9, you're not going to get a number.
I like that. And that follows my next point, which is make sure you start and end on time. No waiting for people who
right.
aren't there.
Exactly.
I don't care who's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for them. And I hate it when people will slowly start, and then when a significant person comes in, they
redo
stop,
the whole thing.
Up.
Yeah. I hate that too. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. TLC.com?
Yes.
TLC.com. So check it out. Quick break. Right back with Beverly Inman Ebel. Stay with us. Oh, Lord,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.